Everyone who listens to internet radio is talking about July 15th. It's the due date for new, high royalty rates. On July 15th, independent internet radio stations begin paying more money than nearly all of them make. Broadcast radio doesn't have to pay these fees, only internet radio stations. Call your congressmen and senators. Tell them support the Internet Radio Equality Act. Take action. Fight.
Welcome to the 21st Century Activism News Hour. I'm DJ Markey. The show each Monday from 1 to 2 p.m. Pacific Time looks at online actions that each of us can take part in. I get emails from a number of groups who have an internet presence. Everyone from the ACLU to Amnesty International, Planned Parenthood, United Farm Workers, Environmental Defense, and others. And it is in this way, when we take part in this, not only can we find out what's happening in our government, whether on the state level, the national level, or the world level, but we can also learn about issues that our corporate media is just not covering. So today we'll be looking at an issue sent to me from SaveTheInternet.com regarding the FCC's control over the internet. We'll also be looking at an email I received from the National Refuge Defense Council regarding the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, that issue that doesn't seem to go away. And then finally, we'll be looking at some opportunities to take action with Amnesty International. Also with that, of course, we will be listening to some great music. So I invite you to stay tuned. Have your browser fired up and ready. I'll show you the ways we can send off some emails and take part, be a part of this democracy, which is not ours simply by birth, but it is ours to participate in. So again, you're listening to the 21st Century Activism News Hour with me, DJ Markey. If you'd like more information about the show, you can go to myspace.com/Markey_KR. That's MARQUIS. _KR. And I'd love to be able to pass on to you a way that you can instant message me during the show, but once again, that information has disappeared on how to log into our instant messenger here at the station. So thank you so much for listening. Much is in store. You're listening to the 21st Century Activism News Hour with me, DJ Markey, and we'll be back.
Bartender, let me get another Hennessy. hold my life. A DJ since 83. Eric B is president. Made me one MC. Made me want to be the D to the E. Crown 310 King of Los Angeles City. Behold my life. Registered guns and Rambo knives. The funds come in hundreds and ones. I hold on tight and take the weather however it comes. The sun still shines. The black man said, uplift your mind. Take a page from history and turn it into facts. Bush is back. Watch out for the new crack. The streets already hot like in the 80s. And they don't give a fuck how we choose to raise our babies. So this the days of my life in L.A. I look at the sunset, light a blunt and say, behold my life.
The greatest story ever told in rhyme.
The life that I live is just one.
My life, my life, my life.
Behold my life. I kneel down and roll my dice. I told cats I work angles so precise. I got on to build, I don't meddle in wars, but I'm all out for sure if they threaten my shores. Bet, family and crew toasting dark brew, took time to develop my pictures in dark rooms. Babs, drop the needle, pick up a harpoon, dip it in tattoo like Mr. Cartoon. Globetrotter, international spot rocker, in Europe they bring hash soon as they spot rocker. Ira Science, a champion hot boxer, Crescent Heights D, number one shot blocker. They get scared when I blow my mic, not prepared for a cat that'll fight. Fight for rights, behold my life. Behold my life, a pale horse and mic device. Up the price, the time is right for shows at night. Peace to the roots, chop clones, and dilated live in Vegas. Far Eye and Tom Jones. Slap bones, lay tones to real. Stay blown and in a zone with our own appeal. Turn this shit up and cause the headphones to fill. Drop back, we go long and throw the pill. Fuck the overkill, but understand the deal. Politics took over rap for real. But still we out for top bill and cop in the mill. If I fall short, got friends and options to chill. Dilated, plays the mic device. And I'm blessed, my whole crew spit as cold as ice. Behold my life.
While I say, how can you tell me that you go?
Welcome back. That last track we just heard was Bessie Smith, After You're Gone, After You've Gone. Before that, we heard DJ Babu with the track Behold My Life, featuring the vocalist Defari. And then we always start off the show with this song by The Knife, This Is Now. And then we start with a PSA regarding from SaveNet Radio regarding the changes in radio that are, or internet radio, that are now being demanded starting a week from today, actually a week from yesterday, about copyright licensed music. Please, for more information, go to SaveNetRadio.org to find out how you can contact your congressperson about this important issue. So the first issue we have is somewhat related to that. It is regarding net neutrality. And I got an email from SaveTheInternet.com. I don't know how they found out about me. I don't remember signing up for them, but either way, I'm glad I got it. It says, "Dear Media Reformer, we have only 5 days left to defend a free and open internet at the FCC. The agency needs to hear from you about net neutrality, the principle that stops AT&T, Verizon, and Comcast from controlling where you can go online. Thousands of people have already told their stories, urging the FCC to protect net neutrality. Now it's your turn." And so within this link, within this email, there's a link to that very page. But actually, if you go to SaveTheInternet.com, it's right there. It's right there in front of you. And you can see a lot of people who wrote a number of opinions about why the internet needs to stay neutral and why we need to not let it be controlled by corporate interests. It seems like such an obvious thing, but maybe that's the state of the world right now. So check it out. It's SaveTheInternet.com. And right when you go to that page, you'll see right there about how to tell the FCC your story. And you can view other people's stories. One person wrote, "Please don't take away this right, no matter what the reason." And then it went away. I couldn't read anymore. It's like on a quick thing. Let's see if I can get it to... No, it won't do that. Well, yeah, check it out. SaveTheInternet.com about net neutrality. Just to explain the issue further... It looks like the nation's largest telephone and cable companies, including AT&T, Verizon, Comcast, and Time Warner, want to be internet gatekeepers, deciding which websites go fast or slow and which won't load at all. They want to tax content providers to guarantee speedy delivery of their data. They want to discriminate in favor of their own search engines, internet phone services, and streaming video while slowing down or blocking their competitors. These companies have a new vision for the internet. Instead of an even playing field, they want to reserve express lanes for their own content and services, or those from big corporations that can afford the steep tolls, and leave the rest of us on a winding dirt road. The big phone and cable companies are spending hundreds of millions of dollars lobbying Congress and the Federal Communications Commission to gut net neutrality, putting the future of the internet at risk. So to find out more information about this, please go to SaveTheInternet.com. Just go to their main page. You can see Act Now. And there's a number of things you can do. You can tell your story to the FCC. You can sign the petition and send a message to Congress. You can call your members of Congress. You can write your hometown newspaper. There's a whole bunch of things that it shows how you can take part in this issue. Very important, just as... Saving Net Radio is very important. So what I'd like to do now is fill this out, and we can go to music, and then when we come back, we'll go on to another issue that I have recently received. Both of these I received basically today. Save the Internet.com, and then when we come back, the one from the... BioGems Defenders, also known as the... I always get their name mixed up. Let me look. It's, where is it? I always mess up on their acronym. You never give the orchids, I send a glance. And see, everywhere I see on their website, it's their acronym, and I guess I should memorize this. There we go. How about this? I believe it's the Natural Resources Defense Council. We're going to an issue with them when we come back.
Diferente visión. Cada noche un amor, pero dentro de mí solo tu amor quedó. Oye, te digo en secreto que te amo de veras. Que sigo de cerca tus pasos, aunque tú no quieras. Que siento tu vida por más que te alejes de mí. Que nada ni nadie hará que me olvide de ti. Oye, te digo en secreto que te amo de veras. Que sigo de cerca tus pasos, aunque tú no quieras. Que siento tu vida por más que te alejes de mí. Que nada ni nadie hará que mi pecho se olvide de ti. Hará que mi pecho se olvide de ti. Que te amo de veras. Que sigo de cerca tus pasos, aunque tú no quieras. Que siento tu vida por más que te alejes de mí. Que nada ni nadie hará que mi pecho se olvide de ti. Mi pecho se olvide de ti.
All right, welcome back. This song we're now hearing is called Mad Robot by Thomas Schumacher. Before that, we just heard Agustin Lara with Cada Noche Un Amor. Before that was Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers with the song A Fine Romance. And then we heard two songs by an artist that I know of out in Glenrothes, Scotland, Graeme Ramsey. He's a submitter to the show that I also do here that follows this show at 2:00. Graeme came by the studio recently. He was in town and he submitted an EP, and we heard An Encounter Is Inevitable, and then before that we heard Mega Beast King. And I'm still writing my my story to the FCC, and this is what I wrote so far. It's first it asked me to put a headline in, and I put, "The internet is my life." And then it asked kind of my demographic information. I said, "I'm a blogger. I'm a DJ at a nonprofit internet radio station, as well as a blogger that reports on the usual and unusual aspects of Los Angeles. An open internet has allowed me and my fellow DJs to discover new bands from around the world, as well as research social and political issues that are important to our listeners. An open internet has allowed me to express myself creatively, but more importantly, the internet has allowed me to be part of what we now take for granted, the world community. This wasn't the case 10 years ago, and it won't be if corporations control the exchange of information, ideas, music, and really, life." So I'm just going to fill in the rest of that information there and send that off. But this next issue that I got, again, was from the NRDC. I believe it's the Natural Resources Defense Council. And I've gotten these before where it says it's from the NRDC and then it gives a very, very famous person's name. Sometimes it's been Robert Redford. In this case, it's Robert F. Kennedy Jr. It says, "Dear Mark, the Bush administration is opening the back door to the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge by allowing Shell to start drilling off its spectacular coastline this month. NRDC needs your immediate help to go to court, slam that door shut, and throw away the key. Because if we don't, we'll be leaving the Arctic Refuge and its wildlife vulnerable to a disaster that could be more devastating than the Exxon Valdez. It would take just one oil spill on the icebound Beaufort Sea that borders the Arctic Refuge to create a long-term toxic waste site. That's because the oil industry has no proven method for cleaning up oil in icy water. Shell is planning to start its exploratory drilling within weeks. We need your immediate support to wage and win this federal case in defense of the Arctic Refuge and the wildlife depend on it for survival." So this is actually a call for Make a Donate. You can see where you can make a donation. What's great is no amount is too large, too small. And I've proven that when I've done fundraising for myself. You know, when you get a lot of people giving $1, that dollar adds up fast. In fact, us here at killradio.org, we do these fundraisers once a month. And we ask very little. It's all about volume. It's all about accessibility. And so we really, through small donations, we end up making a lot of money for the station. In this case, this would be true as well. So even though it is for battling the government, the Bush administration, and courts, you know, if you are not able to make a $20 donation, you can, of course, make anything that you are comfortable with. $5 goes a long way when, you know, 1,000 people do that. So I invite you to check it out. Let me give you that address again. Because, see, it's easier to find out when you do it through their website. It's nrdc.org. And there's a link that says Take Actions. Take action. And there's an area where it says donate. And there's actually other ways you can donate by becoming a member or other ways you can donate. So please check it out. I invite you to, you know, not only do we get to share our efforts, we also get to share our money. No matter how large or small the donation, it goes a long way. So when we come back, we'll go to Amnesty International and see their most recent actions that they have for us. And again, all these groups, you are able to receive emails from them so that you'll be notified when new issues come up. So you're listening to the 21st Century Activism News Hour with me, DJ Markey, on killradio.org.
the tide rushes in, plants a kiss on the shore, then rolls out to sea. Is very still once more, so I'll rush to you like the oncoming tide with one.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the 21st Century Activism News Hour with me, DJ Markey. Again, my MySpace page is myspace.com/MARQUIS_KR. That's Markey_KR, or perhaps you would like to pronounce it the French way, Markey_KR. Although I don't know how the French pronounce the terms K and R, the letters K and R, so perhaps I didn't do that exactly right. We just heard two versions of the same song. That song was Ebb Tide. That last version was by the Platters. The previous one to that was by the Righteous Brothers. I found out about that Righteous Brother version because I was listening to a interview by an author who did a biography on the prolific music producer Phil Spector, who actually produced that track. And I just thought it was so amazing. I've heard that song a gazillion times. It's one of those standards that's been around since I don't know how long. And hearing that version of it, and me not really being a fan of the Righteous Brothers, I was like, oh my God, so I immediately had to buy it. So we're back. So far we've looked at net neutrality from SaveTheInternet.com. We also looked at the Natural Resources Defense Council asking for donations as they take on the Bush administration to stop Shell from drilling in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. So now let's look at Amnesty International, and it's truly amazing. The top three issues, well, really the top two issues on Amnesty International's activism page. And again, just go to amnesty.org and click on the link that says Act Now. And there's another one. But the top two, they're both related to this act of rendition, these abductions by the CIA, and then taking these abductees to places where they can be secretly tortured or questioned or whatever. So there's one about the European Union must act on this issue of rendition. The title is The EU Must Show Leadership in Revealing the Truth About Rendition. And the other one is about Stop Secret CIA Detention. Now again, it might be easy to look at this stuff and go, well, what's my letter going to do? And again, what happens is, when enough people feel like they have the spotlight shown on them, they start acting differently. They want to get the monkey off their back, so to speak, that we're being. And they will shift and change accordingly. There's also some other issues. Stop honor killings in Iraq. And so on and so forth. But let's look at one thing to look at is when it's an issue like regarding the EU, those of us who are Americans, are we able to take act on this? Probably so. But let me look. Yeah, it looks like it. So let's look at the issue itself. The EU must show leadership in revealing the truth about rendition. It is time for the European Union to take concrete steps to ensure disclosure of the truth about rendition and secret detention in European Union territory. It must end the practice once and for all and ensure accountability for past crimes. It goes on that there's been recommendations made, measures aimed at disclosure of further facts about what has occurred and to prevent them from occurring in the future, but none of these recommendations have been implemented to date. So as Portugal holds presidency of the European Union from July to December 2007, call on Portuguese Prime Minister José Sócrates to ensure that the European Union Council publicly condemns rendition and that the recommendations of the European Parliament and the Council of Europe are implemented. The email is right there for you. It is already written out. It is in the body of the email, so you can change things, make adjustments any way you want. And so I invite you to go to amnesty.org, click on the link that says Act Now, and you'll see a whole bunch of issues that you can take part in. Also, you can sign up to receiving notification of issues as they come up in the future. When we come back, we'll have one more issue that we'll look at before we finish the show. So I thank you very much for listening. You are listening to the 21st Century Activism News Hour with me, DJ Marquis, on killradio.org.
I wake up and it's 10:12, and then I go back to sleep and I have those long, intricate, beautiful dreams that seem to last for hours, and then I wake up and it's 10:13.
Yeah, exactly. So then 6 to 12 minutes, right, of brain activity. I mean, that could be your whole life. I mean, you are that woman looking back over everything.
Okay, so what if I am, and what would you be in all
that? Whatever I am.
Happiness just ain't enough. Happiness just ain't enough. One day I'ma make it through the other side and find you. Happiness just ain't enough. Happiness just ain't enough. One day I'ma make it through the other side and find you. Buying nice soup and real life. Where's that noose I feel just like? Hoping for a better drug. Selling hate and broken love. People seem so gone, maybe just they have always been crazy. It's okay to die, you see. And hey, you said that you'd right me. Living life for what it is, yes, I think that's all there is. Time ain't real, but all I have, and waiting for that second chance. One day you may understand, vengeance of a rifle man. Turn me into something that can't fly, but don't have cages there. Happiness just ain't enough, happiness just ain't enough. One day I'ma make it through the other side and find you. Happiness just ain't enough, happiness just ain't enough. One day I'ma make it through the other side and find you. Even if the water's good, keep away, but if you should, Satan tells me that you're fine. I hope to hear from you sometime. Ignorance and benefits, join us now, you'll fit in quick. Buys books and history, overpaid and full of greed. Undeserving shining star, teachers sick of all they are. Bible says that he come back and people want their money back. No more real than me and you, and this is what it's coming to. Did it all just for my girl, and I took love and fuck the world. Happiness just ain't enough, happiness just ain't enough. One day I'ma make it through the other side and find you. Happiness just ain't enough, happiness just ain't enough. One day I'ma make it through the other side and find you.
There he goes, one of God's own prototypes. A high-powered mutant of some kind never even considered for mass production. Too weird to live.
Thank you.
All right, we're back. That was one of my most favorite songs by Prefuse 73. Probably my most favorite song by Prefuse 73. It's short and sweet, but it has a long-ass title. It is, "Oh, Linda, You Lit Up My Life With Your Voice and Made Me Fall in Love With You." Before that, we heard the local band, the Revolutionary Youth League. I know them through the show Here Here that I co-DJ with. That's coming up next at the top of the hour. We heard See Ya to the CYA. They're based in Whittier. Their MySpace page is myspace.com/the Revolutionary Youth League, all one word. However, it's a lot of letters when you put the Revolutionary Youth League together. So actually just spell it all the way out, but don't put on the U and the E in the word league at the end, and you'll get right to them. Before that, we heard another local band based here in Los Angeles that I learned about, actually two. All that was kind of all about Here Here, the All Submission Show here at killready.org. We heard Michael Knott with the song Happiness. His MySpace page is myspace.com/MichaelKnott, MichaelNhat. And then before that was Julian Alexander. Performs under a number of different names. I'm assuming this is the one he's performing under now. Track called Long Time Coming. It's featuring the vocalist Erica D. His MySpace page is myspace.com/TheJulianAlexander. And then again before that was DJ Babu with Scratch Break. And then I believe we started with the band Petter in the James Holden remix of their song Some Polyphony. So we have time for one more action. And let's look at that. This is through the ACLU, American Civil Liberties Union Action Center. Just go to this page. Go to ACLU.org. Again, that's ACLU.org, and you'll see a link that says Action Center. Click on that. There's a number of urgent action alerts. The top one is close Guantanamo in 120 days. There's also one about urge Congress to stop racial profiling. And interestingly enough, they cover an issue that we took action on last week about the Real ID, the national ID card that is somehow getting proposed. We access that through another organization, and the ACLU has it here as well. Also, there's one also, we were just talking about net neutrality, defending it, and the ACLU has a link to that activism network too. So what I've learned is oftentimes these groups overlap, especially the broader ones like the American Civil Liberties Union, Working for Change, which is the activism website of Working Assets, Long Distance and Cellular Phone Company, the very progressive company. So you have, you get these action alerts, sometimes of ones that you've already taken part in. I say if you are inclined to do so, do it again. It'll just come from another source. And in no way will cancel you out. But that way, it's reinforcing the issue. So let's look at close Guantanamo in 120 days. It starts out as help close Guantanamo and end indefinite detention without charges. Senator Harkin recently introduced the Guantanamo Bay Detention Facility Closure Act of 2007, which is Senate Bill 1469. Which would close the Guantanamo Bay prison within 120 days of enactment and end the practice of indefinite detention without charge for hundreds of detainees, among other steps to restore the Constitution. The prison at Guantanamo is damaging American values and our reputation in the eyes of our enemies and allies alike. It's time to end indefinite detention without charges and shut down Guantanamo. Please contact your senators right now and ask them to co-sponsor Senator Harkin's bill to close the prison at Guantanamo Bay. So again, there's an email already written out for you. To the side of that email, there is a number of fields for all your information. The ones that have an asterisk next to them, asterisk, next to them are required. And there's also a way that you can sign up to receive email alerts from the ACLU. Again, the email itself is written for you. You can personalize it. And all these groups always want you to, because it'll make those that receive them grab onto them more. They'll see that difference, because what happens is they receive a whole bunch of these emails and they all look the same. They go, okay, and it's almost like it becomes like a petition rather than hearing something that's more personalized and important to the constituent. So this and other activism opportunities are available at the ACLU's website. That's aclu.org. And I want to thank you so much for listening to the 21st Century Activism News Hour with me, DJ Marquis, or DJ Marquis, depending on your pronunciation. This show airs every Monday from 1 to 2 p.m. Pacific Time. It is also archived. It's being recorded right now, so you can download this archive later if you'd like to hear the music again, the beautiful sound of my voice, or to find out more, to get more information again about these issues. So go to my blog at myspace.com. That's myspace.com/Marquis_KR, MARQUIS_KR. Thank you so much for listening. Coming up next, it's Here Here with DJ John Hirschfeld and my other incarnation, DJ Mark. Thank you so much. We'll be right back.